Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here. Happy Friday. Doing a live stream today because my editor is on vacation. So my editor, Jocelyn, for those of you guys that read the show notes, he gets credit every day, but he is off for the entire week next week. So it's going to be a few live streams next week. Thankfully, we have the Model S delivery event coming up next week, but until he gets back, you guys are going to have to bear with me and the live stream format for a couple days. I'll probably post part two of that the interview with Jimmy D from a while ago. So I'm looking forward to getting that out there. It's been a while, I think a couple of months. So thanks for your patience on that, but we'll get that out next week. So today I just wanted to go through some of the rumors that have been going on in around China, the numbers for May. So of course, yesterday we talked about how the net orders in May were reported to be down about 50% from where they were in April. Today we have new rumors, not from the information, but hold on, let me turn my audio down a little bit. We have new reports, not from the information, but and also not on orders, but rather on deliveries and a little bit on production too. So we're gonna go through that. As you can see, I've got the stock screen up right now. We're at about $598. I'm recording a little bit before close because I'm actually heading home this weekend, which is the first time I'm making that trip back for quite some time now. So right now we're up about 4.5%, probably closed somewhere around $600 today. NASDAQ, pretty strong day as well, up about 1.4%. Here is what is awaiting me when I do get back home. Freshly installed Generation 2 wall connector. This was part of the referral program, so if I zoom in here, this is just, we'll get into the news and stuff soon, but just kind of fun. I'm excited to try it out. This has got Elon Musk's signature on there. Obviously, we hang out all the time. No, I'm just kidding. It is from the referral program from a while back. This was one of the prizes for that. And one of my listeners, we kind of partnered up on that referral program. So I'm excited to give this a try. We should get about 11.5 kilowatts out of it, which would be maybe 40 to 50 miles per hour. So I'll report back on how that goes this week. But excited to get home, try that out, spend some time with my family. So before that happens, let's get into these China numbers. As I said, this is different from, this kind of came out right after I posted yesterday. Of course, we talked about the order stuff yesterday. Then we got this tweet from Tesla Shanghai, Tesla China analyst, a little bit after I posted, saying Tesla China sold about 21.8 thousand in May, month over month, up 88%. Okay, so I'm not super familiar with this person on Twitter. I don't know how reputable this information is. But that would obviously be a lot higher than the 9,800 orders that Tesla, or that the information had said that Tesla had received for May. So similar to what we did yesterday, let's take a look at how valid this information might be. I'm going to flip over to Excel here because I've plotted out Tesla's actual deliveries and then Tesla analyst Shanghai here, what their early numbers have been, because this is coming out a few days before we normally get them from the CPCA. And this person has done this a few times in the past. So I'll flip over to Excel here and we can see that plot. And then I have a couple of details to go through as well. So these are the numbers that have been reported essentially by the CPCA as, you know, Tesla sales in China by month. It's broken up here on the left by model version. That'll come into play in a second. So you can see, and then there's the variance over here. You can see that in general, the numbers reported by this person have been pretty close. He doesn't report them, he or she doesn't report them every single month, but when they have reported them, they've been close. So like last May, they said about 10,000, came in at just over 11,000. 11,000 there in July, right on. 11,500 in August, pretty much right on again. But there have been times when the numbers haven't been necessarily completely accurate, and I've put asterisks by those because they kind of have some oddities involved. So last April, this was the first report that this person had. And they said it was Tesla delivered 4,244 vehicles in April, but they do say worldwide. So I don't know. I don't think there were any exports from China last April. Tesla's China production was way higher. Deliveries came in at like 3,600, which was kind of a surprise in terms of being low. So this person had kind of gotten ahead of that and said it was going to be low before that, but they were a little bit off. Not a huge deal. The bigger variance here was December. So they had tweeted on January 2nd here, if you guys can see that, I know it's a little bit small, that Tesla sold about 65,000 in Q4 in China, quarter over quarter, up 50%. Well, by that point, we already had October and November numbers. Those were combined to be about 33.7 thousand. So basically, This tweet implied that Tesla delivered about 31,000 in December, but the actual report came in, we only had 23,800 delivered. So obviously that was still good, but quite a significant variance from what this person had reported at that point in time. We also had a little bit of variance here in January. So they said, oh, and that number did exclude exports, just to be clear. They said only in China. So the difference there wasn't because of exports. And then for January, there were 2,500 vehicles off, but they did just say about 13,000 Model 3 specifically, which ended up being pretty close. There was 13,800 Model 3. And as for Model Y, they said few hundreds, and Model Y came in at about 1,500, 1,600 or so. So the point here is that they do seem to have pretty good information, but there has been occasions where their numbers have been off, whether a little bit or in some cases, just one case, I guess they're pretty significantly. So I would say we could have pretty decent confidence in this 21,800 that they're saying here for May. Obviously, next week we should get the actual numbers as we talked about yesterday from the CPCA, but I think people would receive this as good news. As he says there, that's up 88% month over month, from obviously the 11,700 that we got in April. Given the demand concerns, I think people would be happy with that number. The other thing to consider here is this doesn't necessarily invalidate everything that we talked about yesterday. Remember when we talked about the orders for both April and May, those combined minus the deliveries in April still meant total order backlog at minimum of about 16,500 vehicles. So this would only be a little bit more than that. That'd be about 5,000 more, which Tesla could definitely have had 5,000 orders of backlog plus the 18,000 in April plus the 9,800 in May, accumulating up to be to eventually lead to 21,800 deliveries in May. So, like we did yesterday, I just wanted to go through all that, kind of the fact checking there, just to see if this could be plausible. I do think it's plausible. We also have another rumor here. I'll flip back to the browser. We've also got another rumor here on same stuff, but also from, or sorry, but from Rafer Tesla. So Rafer Tesla has been a pretty good source of information coming out of Shanghai on, a lot of different things. He tweeted late last night, quote, "Disclaimer, the following numbers are what I just heard, highly speculative until confirmed. If turned out to be wrong, don't shoot the messenger. 45,000 made in China Model 3 slash Y units produced in May, including 20,000 delivered and 25,000 exported. Production capacity for export has been booked till July." So that 20,000 delivered, that's pretty close to Tesla Shanghai's number there of 21,800. And again, they had been maybe 1,000 variants pretty consistently. So right in that ballpark. And then 25,000 exported, that would be, quite a bit up from what we had seen in April of about 14,000. And production super high there, 45,000. We'll go into my Excel production spreadsheet here in a second. Just to wrap up with his tweet here, he says, "A second source has the May production number pegged at 44,235 units, about 8,700 more than the peak number in March. Giga Shanghai is operating at full speed as evidenced by recent videos. And second shift for Y production line was added in late April." So, kind of what we had talked about there in terms of that shutdown and then ramping up after that with a second shift, kind of doubling the production rate on Model Y for May and June. So, that's kind of what we'd gone through before. Ray does make sure to point this out, treat it as a rumor as of now. So, yes, that's why on the thumbnail, it's just large print rumor. So, again, this is speculative information at this point. We'll get it confirmed next week, but I just wanted to go through that. And then he does also say that the Model Y production specifically, he's being told was close to 19,000. So let's hop over back into Excel again and let's put that into my production spreadsheet that we had gone through earlier this week. Hopefully the audio and stuff's all sounding okay. Okay, so here's that sheet. Hopefully everyone's familiar with it now. We're going to focus down here in this section, as well as just making sure you guys can see it, the breakdown by Model 3 and Model Y for Shanghai. So we're just going to look at April, May, and June. So the number that they said that Ray is saying here is 44,000. I'll zoom in a little bit here too. So he was saying 44,235 in May. So that was, about 6,000 higher than the already pretty high number that I had in there of about 38, 39,000. So what that means also with 19,000 Model Y production is what he said, we're looking at, you know, 4,300, let's make sure everyone can see, 4,300 Model Y per week in April if these numbers are accurate. And then we actually see a big jump in Model 3 production, because if we know 19,000 to get to 44,000, we've got about 25,000 Model 3 production there as well. That'd be about 5,700 per week, which would be about 500 vehicles more per week than the highest that we have seen on Model 3 so far. So if these numbers are accurate, let's just kind of replicate that for, oh, I don't know what that symbol is. Let's just kind of replicate that for June here. You can see we got one less day. Oh, just paste values here. This is what we get to deal with on the live format. So we've got one less day here. Let's maybe take off, you know, 500 vehicles from this just to account for that. Production could still keep ramping. Probably need an equation sign in there. But let's just say it stays at that level, because that's already pretty high. You never know what's going to happen month to month. Like, we have seen production rates decline. You can see here in February, Model 3 production declined. So that could definitely happen. So these are pretty close. That would put total production from Shanghai for Q4 at 113,000 vehicles. That's about 6,000 more vehicles. Oh, sorry. That's not even... I had to play with some of these formulas to make everything fluid here, which it turned out to not be. So that's actually 118,000 vehicles from Shanghai in Q2 if these reports are accurate and if that production rate continues through June. So that's, I think, at 107,500 in there before, so about 10,500 more vehicles there. That could bump Q2 up, again, with relatively conservative assumptions here for Fremont of 104,000, which is really just the same production rate on Model 3 and Model Y as Q1, plus a couple thousand Model S. That would put Q2 at 222,000 vehicles produced. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean delivered, but that would be a huge jump, 23% quarter over quarter, 170% year over year. So again, as Ray said, take this for what it's worth. At this point, it is just still a rumor, but if this is true, production for Q2 is looking really, really great. Maybe they don't end up delivering all those cars, but you know, the gap's not going to be 20,000. So it would put deliveries in a really good spot too. So I'm super excited about the numbers. Again, hopefully we'll get a little bit more clarity or confirmation on these next week. But, you know, I don't even know if I want to put in a full forecast here for Fremont, because I do think that we could see actually an increase of maybe 5-10% here, which maybe adds another 10,000. I don't think 230,000 is out of the question, but that's not my forecast yet. We'll go through my forecast when we get to the end of the quarter. All right, so just a few other things I want to wrap up with, and then I'm going to head home. We have, let me flip back to Safari here. Okay, so these are pretty, I think, relatively minor stories, but there is a lot of rain in Austin right now. So this video was shared on Reddit of Tesla Gigafactory going underwater. There's quite a lot of water there. You can see it's accumulating on the ground. You've got pretty much waterfall situations happening here, and it looks like rain is going to continue throughout this week. I'm not sure how heavy of the rain, but I just wanted to share this. I know it's getting a little bit of attention. I think if Tesla had stuff there that needed to be covered, it's probably covered. I don't think this is going to be anything that sets them back, other than probably delaying some of the work because of the weather, which is obviously natural. So I'm not terribly worried about it. Not super familiar with construction, but you would think that they would plan ahead for something as basic as rain, even if this is heavier than what they might have expected, which could cause a little bit of problems. I don't think it's going to be anything super critical. The other thing I want to point out here, this is from Gabe and Cal, that has been doing Fremont flyover videos, and someone on TMC captured a screenshot from those videos, because Tesla has just repaved the track. So this is their test track out there at Fremont. This is how it looked like a week ago. Now it looks like this. So Tesla has completely redone this. It looks like they've actually maybe even repainted. That might just be the angle there. But definitely repaved, maybe spruced up some of these other things here to get this looking quite a bit better. Could be because of the Plaid Model S delivery event Thursday. They could have done this in anticipation of that. Maybe they're gonna take some of those cars out on the track, or I don't know if they'll let owners out there, probably not, but they may do some demonstrating of the capabilities of the Plaid on this track, which would be obviously fun to see. So I wanted to pass that along. The other note that I've got here, last night would have been the night where we would have seen price increases from Tesla if they've been following their sort of every 2 week cadence here, that they've been increasing prices in the US on for the last, couple of months. We didn't actually see a price increase last night. So maybe Tesla has now decided to, stay at that level that they were at. I think they're, I guess I can pull it up here. Let's see. They're now at 39.9 on the Standard Range Plus Model 3. So to bump it up $500 more beyond that, you're crossing that $40,000 threshold, which, it's a psychological barrier. They could have increased the long range still. I think they're at 48.9 on the long range. And the Model Y is at 51.9 as the base. So they could increase there, but maybe they're happy now with, where they're at in the price brackets. So maybe that'll be the end of it, but a couple thousand dollars more per vehicle so far, and that looks like it'll continue through the end of the quarter. So let me just pop in a chat, make sure that that all went okay. I always just, I'm just so worried about all this stuff. Let's see. And if anyone has any questions, I can take a couple of here. I guess let me go back to the production rate because just a couple other things I wanted to point out on that. So if May is at 44,000, May's a little bit longer month, but so let's just say 44,000 flat. That could be about 530,000 per year from Giga Shanghai. And it looks like there would still be room for Model Y to ramp up a little bit because Model Y would still be, if that 19,000 is correct, Model Y would still be trailing Model 3. So they could even eke out a little bit more production capacity there, or production rate there. And if we get 220,000 combined with 180,000, they're at 400,000 in the first half of the year. That would set them up super easily to, I think, hit 800,000 for the year, which is roughly analyst expectations. They've gone up a little bit. But if they can continue at that 220,000 rate per quarter, that'd be another, 440,000 before even factoring in the impact from the Model S and Model X ramping up, because we've only got, in this forecast, I've only got a couple thousand Model S. So, you could add another 20,000 there for S and X later this year per quarter, which would be really good. So if Tesla can hit a number like that, I don't think a million is off the table, especially if there's any contribution from Giga Texas and Giga Berlin. So yeah, very excited about these numbers if they do come to fruition. All right. Looks like not a ton of questions. So I am going to head out for the weekend. And again, next week we'll keep doing these live things. Maybe we can just do a pure question and answer session someday. We'll switch it up from the normal format next week. I don't know if I said this. I've been working with Jossum for 1 year now. He's done just a phenomenal job with the edits. He does not get enough credit, so I just want to also give him a shout out and say thanks. And yeah, really appreciate all he's done for the channel, and I hope you guys do too. So with that, we'll wrap it up. Make sure you are subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you next week for the Monday, June 7th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.